And now here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Price of gasoline just going up, Mr. Dozier. Now, I know that you have a service station in the Santa Clarita Valley.
I do, sir, yes. We're Filia with Cannon Oil.
And can you tell me what the price is right now?
Well, right now we have we've increased our price per gallon at $2.57 for self serve premium and at $2.39 for self serve regular.
And do you offer a full serve?
We do offer full serve. $3 a gallon for full serve. That is full serve premium. And I do hate having to charge these prices, as you were saying, Phil. But that's the demand right now all across the country. The prices do vary, but the demand is up. It is summer. The summer months are coming along. I feel terrible about charging these prices because I have a hard time with a lot of my customers.
All right, now tell me about that. Ooh, you have a hard time with your customers.
Well, I think if you read the newspaper, you realize that the people that buy gasoline are giving money directly to the enemy. The money that the Saudi Arabians and others make on the sale of gas to fund various terrorist organizations. Right now, I have a son serving with a parachute regiment in northern Iraq. He's with the 1st Battalion of the United States Army, and he's over there because we need to stabilize the Middle East because that's where all the oil is.
But you say that you don't like your customers, but you sell the gasoline.
I sell the gas. Let me tell you a story. I sell gasoline, Mr. Henry, because of a wonderful lady by the name of Helen Dozier, who is my mother. And this lady is in a hospital right now, in a senior hospice right now, dying of lung cancer. And I am the sole source of money to pay her medical bills. And that is why, sir, that I sell gasoline. My mother took over this business when my father passed away.
And so you're selling gas, you're supporting your mother.
That is exactly correct, sir. Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Out of necessity for your family.
Yes, sir. And I'm not selling gasoline. In other words, I'm not taking a trip to Grandma's house. Okay.
All right, I understand. Now, you mentioned that you had your eyes opened by the candidacy of Arianna Huffington. She had an ad that basically said the same thing. Every gallon of gas you buy, you're funding terrorists.
I was watching one of Ms. Huffington's campaign commercials, and boy, she did. She did open my eyes to the reality. The American people this summer will come into my gas station. They will gas up their recreational vehicle. They will gas up their sports utility vehicle. They will spend $1.50, $2, $2.54, maybe even $3 a gallon. And as they drive off on their new tank of gas that will last maybe 200 miles, 300 miles, I, in turn, will write a check that will go directly to a terrorist training camp. And possibly within 6 months, that very family that gassed up at my station will be blown to bits by a terrorist who learned his craft in part with the money that they contributed, so they have blown themselves to bits willingly. And how can you like human beings like that? And let's take our trip to the Grand Canyon, and 6 months later I can roll over on my side in a pool of my own blood, staring at one of my own arms about 50 yards away.
Mr. Dozier, I want to ask you, I'm not trying to make you angry, okay?
But when you bring up my mother, sir,
I am sorry that you are supporting a sick mother. I can't say you aren't making some sense, but you are the one selling the gasoline. You are the one making a profit. You write the check. You could cut down on your profit margin. Wouldn't you? Are you not culpable?
Yeah, I could cut down on my profit margin, sir, yes, but the Arabs are not going to cut down on their profit margin, okay? All right, you're right, I do sell the gas, but if I don't, somebody else will, okay? I'm the only one selling gas who has the courage to say what other owner-operators think, and that's that they don't like these people that come in, gas up as if they own the place, and that money is going over there that could kill my son and other men's sons. And you say I'm culpable, you say I'm guilty. If I am guilty, the American people, with their bloodlust for gasoline, kill their own soldiers every day.
And but, sir, you know, I understand the idea. In fact, I agree. But you are in that chain.
Sir, again, you're
in that chain of responsibility.
No. I am supporting a beautiful woman by the name of Helen Dozier.
I know she is your mother.
Allow me the respect to tell a story of this lady who took over a gas station from a husband who had passed away and left two young sons. And she built this service station up. And I'll tell you something right now. My mother's got nothing to do with this, and I think that anyone that wants to drag my mother into this...
I don't want to drag your mother into it.
Good. Because...
But some of that money that you're making, the money you make goes to your mother, yes. It also goes to the Arabs.
I am not responsible the way some guy is who comes in and gasses his car up and goes off to where's he going? He's going to go up to Santa Barbara with some new secretary that he's going to be cheating on his wife with to stay at some hotel? Is that what you mean? I am talking about supporting a beautiful mother of 86 years of age who is dying of lung cancer because the tobacco companies lied through their teeth about the effects of tobacco on the lungs. And every cent I earn goes to keep my suffering mother alive for another day, just another day, that she can bring so much in everyone's lives. She spits up blood. They have to mop it up with paper towels. People come in and buy their gasoline. And where are they going? They're going out probably to take some slut up to a vacation in Santa Barbara. So I don't...
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Can you hold with me, sir?
Yes, sir.
1-800-449-8686. I want to ask my audience, do you feel responsible for the carnage in the Middle East? And do you understand, I suppose, this man's... You said to my producer, Janice, you hate your customers.
I do have a level of hatred for them, yes, sir. But it's not unlike what a lot of owner-operators feel. You see them coming in, you know they're contributing to the terrorist organizations. And our guys are over there right now trying to clean that up. It wasn't always like this.
Why be in business at all when you hate your customers? Why not do something else?
Well, like I said, it wasn't always like this.
But it is now. Why do you stay in business?
Why am I still in business? Because I have to be in business.
But because of your mother?
Because of a beautiful woman of 86 years of age who's dying slowly of lung cancer because the tobacco companies are liars.
But what the tobacco companies did to your mother, the oil companies are doing to all of us, don't you think?
The oil companies are not doing it to us. The Arabs are doing it to us. They're the ones that are charging the price per barrel of oil that is causing us to spend the money that we are. Now, I don't have to spend that money. If I was Mr. Joe Blow out here in the public, all right, and...
I got to tell you, can I just interrupt you?
What?
It's refreshing to hear a gas station owner talk this way, but by the same token, I don't know how you stay in business hating your customers.
I hate every last one of them because of the fact... I don't hate them personally. I hate them in general because of the fact that my boy is in the United States Army... Parachute Regiment, 1st Battalion, Northern Iraq. Now, some Al-Qaeda piece of crap is probably going to kill my son. I have already made up my mind my boy's not coming back. And you want to know why? Because he got money. And where did he get the money? He got it from Saudi Arabia. And where did Saudi Arabia get the money? They got it from the sale of oil. And where did that go? That went to the United States. And who paid for that oil? You got it, Mr. and Mrs. Automobile Driver of America. And my boy won't come back from Iraq because of that. And now you tell me that I can't take care of a dying mother? The money I earn from selling gasoline goes to keep a very dear old woman alive. Those other gas stations' money goes straight to a terrorist training camp to blow a 4-year-old child into hamburger meat. And you find all of this to be amusing?
No, sir, I do not.
Well, the tenor of your question, sir.
No, sir, I do not find it amusing. I understand. And if you don't want to accept responsibility...
No, sir, I do not. And I'm surprised that the conversation has gone that way. I blame the gasoline consumers of America.
All right, sir. 1-800-449-8686. I have to ask, and pardon me, folks, and I ask publicly now to my producer whether it's a good idea to keep a man on the air who seems to be emotionally distraught. Mr. Vernon Dozier is a owner-operator of a service station who says he finds fault with his customers for even coming in and buying his gas because he says that price, that money, is going to, it's going to Al-Qaeda and it's going to kill our soldiers and the American people are culpable. He does not share in their responsibility because the money he makes goes to help his mother who's dying of lung cancer. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. It seems the question is very clear. Are we responsible? Every time we buy a gallon of gasoline, are we responsible for the terror that threatens the world? Is this man, in all of his angst over a sick mother and a son who could die in Iraq, is he right? 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to the Phil Hendry.
You're GD right, I'm right.
Could we keep him under keep him on hold, please? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The triumph of intelligence over ignorance. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
But the lady was traumatized.
Well, sir, she might have been traumatized, but I did show pictures because I felt it was important for people to understand what they were doing to their country.
And by the way, I'm talking with Vernon Doge. For those of you who just joined us, this is a man who is a gas station operator. But you have to admit you're unusual. You don't like your customers because you realize, according to you, that buying gasoline sends money to terrorists.
Yeah, that's not according to me. It does. It goes to Saudi Arabians who support Al Qaeda, and Al Qaeda murdered our troops. Now, showing that woman the picture of that dead civilian from the World Trade Center, the remains in the World Trade Center, if that can help send a message.
But you're showing a picture to customers of victims of terrorism who are just coming in to get gasoline.
Yeah.
Isn't that you talk about an unwanted intrusion into somebody's day.
An unwanted intrusion? Are you trying to tell me that some soccer mom who wants to shove another $60 into the gas tank of her SUV shouldn't at least see the victim of her random violence? Because
wait a second, she's buying gasoline to pick her kids up, and
she may be buying gasoline, but I just got done telling you. And I am...
Mr. Dozier, don't talk to me like I'm stupid, sir, okay?
Don't talk to me with disrespect about my mother, okay?
I understand your mother's dying of cancer. I understand you have to sell gasoline to support her and that you wouldn't if it wasn't for her. But the fact is, this is a lady, this woman who is at least involved in the in this class action lawsuit, said you walked up to her with a very graphic photo of someone who had been blown to bits in a terrorist bombing and said, this is what you're helping perpetrate.
Yeah.
And you don't feel bad about that?
No, I don't.
And you don't feel bad about the fact she had three kids in the car?
No, I do not. I do feel bad about one of the children, I think, vomited. I'm sorry about that.
Well, one of the kids got sick, looking at the picture, yeah.
But all I said to the kid was,
Well, it is the witnesses recorded that you taunted the child.
I leaned over the kid and I said, yeah, that's right. And I walked away. Why should I feel bad about the truth? I think it's the American people that feel bad about the truth. I think that's what we're getting at right here. And I think that's it makes me feel good that I'm making maybe some of your listeners uncomfortable. And I'm going to tell you again, I got an 86-year-old mother.
Yeah, dying of lung cancer.
That's correct, yes.
Tina, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Dozier, I can really hear a lot of... sadness and fear and frustration in your voice, but I'm driving down the road now, and I'm not a slut going to Santa Monica, and I'm not even bringing my three kids home. I'm buying gas.
It's worth it.
I'm buying gas so that I can, because I drove down because my father's dying from lung cancer.
Oh, all right. So you got you're justified, huh?
Well, you know what? Do you
you're
ever
justified,
buy gas?
Huh?
Do you drive anywhere?
So you're the one human being out in America that's justified, and whatever happens in terms of terrorism, that's okay with you because you get to own gas, huh?
Well, no, but everybody who drives is not a bad person.
Everybody that buys gasoline.
I bet
gasoline,
you drive. Do you drive your mother to the doctor?
Everybody that buys gasoline is funding terrorists, and that
well,
makes them,
you're funding
and
them
that
too.
Makes, no, I'm spending money on my mother who is dying of lung cancer, all right?
My father's dying of lung cancer.
Let me quote a very inspiring movie to you. You can't handle the truth, see? And that's right. And that's why I'm getting such a kick out of this. I'm getting a kick out of this because the American people are finally hearing.
You sound like a man with a lot of bitterness, okay? Despite what this lady said, sadness, you just sound like you're angry.
I'm angry at the fact that my boy He's in the United States Army Parachute Regiment, 1st Battalion in Northern Iraq, and is probably going to die
because
of this lady, because of this lady buying her gas so she can go off to the market or to bingo or whatever she does.
Well, I was going to take care of my father who has lung cancer.
I'm going to tell you something. As far as I'm concerned, this woman here is just trying to jump on the bandwagon that everybody is innocent. Okay.
Why should you take care of your mother, but I can't take care of my father?
I can tell you right now, lady, the sound of your voice, if you came into my gas station, I would show you a picture of a kid blown into hamburger meat.
Well,
and we'll see whether or not you want to buy yourself a gallon of my gasoline.
Boy, well, you better stop selling it then. Maybe you better stop selling it.
No, I'm not going to stop selling it. I'm supporting a mother.
Well, get another job.
Okay?
You can get a different job.
No, this is my career. Why should
I
give it up?
Well, so what?
Okay? This is my career.
Too bad. Change your career.
I think it makes you angry, doesn't it?
I think you can change your career.
It makes you angry that you're supporting terrorists.
I do not subscribe to the opinion that all these people are bad enough to hate. I would subscribe to the opinion that maybe we're all making a mistake not doing something about the gasoline situation.
Well, you're a talk show host, and you have to pander to these people.
I'm not pandering to anybody, okay?
Mr. Dozier?
No, you have to pander to these people and pretend like you agree with them. But I'm a man who... I'm hearing something. What is that?
Mr. Dozier, I was thinking maybe I should ride my bicycle 1,600 miles so I can take care of my father.
That sounds like a good idea. It probably works some of that cellulite off your
thighs. Okay, it's about a good idea of you getting a new career.
Tell you what, do you have any idea what Helen Dozier's been through, my mother?
Probably the same thing my dad...
Depression, being left a widow and having to raise my retarded...
Probably the same thing my dad went through, because his...
Mr. Dozier, I understand you're upset. But this lady has been trying to make the point that her father's sick.
I don't give a sweet Christ whether her father's sick or not. I'm talking about my mother is dying of lung cancer. I'm not talking about her father not being able to hold it, so she's got to run to the store and get another package of diapers. I'm talking about a woman. My mother, Helen Dozier, lived through the Depression.
Yes, sir.
World War II.
Yes, sir.
She was left a widow.
Yes, sir.
Had to raise my retarded brother.
I understand.
And all why? Why? Because my father died. No wonder she smoked.
Well, you see, and then you blame the tobacco companies.
Why wouldn't I?
So it's everybody else's fault but yours.
Mr. Henry, I take responsibility when I'm wrong, but I don't happen to be wrong. They're wrong, not me. They're wrong.
Vernon Dozier joins us. He is the owner-operator of a gas station. He hates his customers. It's as plain as that. And he hates them because he knows every time they buy a gallon of gasoline, their money goes to Saudi Arabia, which eventually winds up in the hands of Al-Qaeda, which has already murdered many thousands of our own citizens and are at present battling our own troops in Iraq. You see it as some kind of treason, don't you?
Oh, my God. I mean, you'd have to be the stupidest human being on earth not to see it. And I think Arianna Huffington, when she ran for governor of the state of California, I think she hit it dead on. We are funding the very people that are killing our sons and daughters.
And you don't see any connection at all?
If you bring up the fact that I'm responsible one more time, I've already mentioned Helen Dozier.
I'm just saying, you don't see any connection between you selling the gas that eventually...
My mother is 86 years of age, dying from lung rot because my father drank himself to death. Every Tuesday, I bring my mother down to the gas station to remind her of the good old days when she ran it. And I look at her, and I look at my dim-witted brother, and I just break down and I cry. And he stands there going, "Can I see the lube rack go up and down? Can I see the lube rack go up and down?" And all I want to do is...
I understand, sir. 1-800-449-8686. American soldiers dying in Iraq at the hands of an Al-Qaeda that is funded by oil money made in the United States. Do you feel responsible? 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Get a piece of fat and slide off.
Right,
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Mr. Vernon Dozier joins us. He is a gas station owner-operator in Lancaster, California. He's talking with us about oil and gasoline and some very heavy things that owner-operators, I don't often hear them talk about it, but he feels he has no, there's no love lost between you and your customers, Mr. Dozier.
That is correct.
Because you feel those people are buying gasoline that eventually be turned into money that will kill American troops at the hands of Al-Qaeda in Iraq and has killed Americans.
That is absolutely correct. Yes, sir.
Okay. I simply want to ask you, and then we're going to go to a couple more calls. The idea of showing your customers the pictures of terrorist atrocities, isn't that something that is going to harm even the innocent, even children?
Well, let me tell you what I think about children. I see these cars pulling, especially this summer. We're going to see a lot of cars pulling in. And, man, they're going to do it again to me. You know, they're going to...
What is that?
They're going to come skipping out of their car, the way these little kids will skip and run. Come skipping on in, and I'm thinking, our boys are dying in Iraq at the hands of scum that bought their weapons with money the Arabs gave them that they earned in the United States. And here comes some brat. Yes, sir, I did say the word brat.
Some innocent child.
I don't care. This is the brat of someone who is buying gasoline, and they come skipping in and buying their, you know, their code red Mountain Dew. And I've got my brother, Jeffrey, who sits in the lube bay with me when we drop him off. Sometimes we get him 2 days a week. And he'll sit there, and the kids come in and go, ha, ha, look at the retard. Ha, ha, look at the retard. And all Jeffrey, he says, sweet boy. All he says is, you know, he makes a threatening motion at him with a wrench. Because I told him, I said, you shouldn't take all that grief from these brats. And Jeffrey, so he makes pretend like he wants to break their skulls open with a wrench. You know, which I said.
Is he violent?
No, just because he's a retard doesn't make him violent. See, that's the second assumption you've made.
Sir, I'm not trying to make any assumptions at all, okay? You've said that these brats, as you call them, the children of people buying gasoline from you, are just as responsible for the terrorist deaths as people buying gasoline.
Well, you ought to see them skip. And there is something about a child skipping. When it is a kid skipping happily in the middle of a place that sells a product that will then transform the dollars into terrorist dollars, and that very child that was skipping to go get a Yoo-Hoo on the opposite side of the earth is dog chow when one of those bombs go off.
Jeez.
That's right, yeah. Uh-huh, you got it. And I'm the one with the retarded brother and the mother dying of lung cancer. And you're all in pain.
No, sir, I'm not in pain. I just, your anger. Here is John. Go ahead, John. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I was just wondering. You said you didn't want to bring your mom into the conversation, but every 2 minutes you keep bringing her into it. Why is that?
Why are you bringing her into it?
Because every 2 minutes you keep bringing her into it.
Let me see.
You sell cigarettes at your store, do you not?
I beg your pardon?
You sell cigarettes at your convenience store, do you not?
In the snack shop, of course I do.
Okay, so you, in a sense, killed your own mom.
No, I didn't. I've never sold her.
You sell cigarettes in your store.
That's got nothing to do with it. My mother's dying of lung cancer.
You support the cigarette store.
My mother's dying of lung cancer.
You support the cigarette.
My dying mother was sitting in her wheelchair in her regular spot by the door watching the cars come in and out to get gas, and this one happy-go-lucky yuppie B-I-T-C-H came up and put a $5 bill in her coffee cup like she was a hobo. Now, you tell me that wouldn't make you mad.
But you sell cigarettes. So
are you still on that cigarette kick?
No, the guy's making a point, though. Why are you selling cigarettes?
I came on your program, Mr. Henry, to make a point about the Al-Qaeda scum that is being funded by the garbage that buys gasoline at my gas station.
You're calling your customers garbage?
Well, what else would you call people that willingly give money to terrorists?
You're just as bad as these terrorists selling gas.
How do you figure that?
You're just as bad as these terrorists selling gas.
No, sir.
Yes,
no,
you are.
No,
you're
I'm not.
As much as accountable as everybody else. You buy gas to get to work, do you not?
No, I ride a bicycle. I live behind the gas station. No, sir, I live in a townhome behind. I live in a townhome about a block away from my gas station.
Well,
Okay, so there you go.
You still buy gas to go to the grocery store, everywhere else you got to go, so you support the terrorists too.
No,
you support
I'm
them
supporting
by
my mother's dying of lung. My mother's dying of lung cancer. That's who I support.
Well,
and I got
fine.
A retarded brother.
Your mother can die of lung cancer. You put her in there by
right.
selling cigarettes in your store.
No, I didn't because she didn't buy any cigarettes in my store.
I think you're an arrogant, bullheaded
sir,
kid.
Sir, can I say something? This is the type
you
of guy.
You kill your mom.
You know, sir,
and you don't want to take responsibility for it. You're full of crap.
Sir, you're the kind of guy that'd come into my gas station, make my retarded brother come out and hunt for nails in his tire. There's my
your
brother.
Your brother, what'd you do to your... You must have hit him in the head with one of those beer bottles or something.
My brother sits there peacefully in the lube bay, wiping his the slot.
Well, I'm sorry about your brother, but you put your mom in the hospital by selling cigarettes in your...
Have you ever had to look at your brother sitting wiping the slobber from his chin with an oil rag?
I'd help my brother wipe the slobber off his chin with a oil rag if I had a retarded brother. Instead of being on here making a fool of myself, saying that everybody else is responsible for this war over in Iraq, when you put
wait a second,
in
are you? Okay, let's say I am responsible. Give my mother lung cancer. Don't you then feel you're responsible for the terrorists?
No.
Oh, you see now you're
a
liar. You're bullheaded.
Driven
see, you're bullheaded.
Years.
You're bullheaded.
I'm not responsible.
Yeah, you are. You buy gasoline, so you're bullheaded too.
I don't have a license. How can I buy gasoline if I don't drive?
Mr. Ender, you didn't inform me that this kid...
I don't know how old he is. How old are you, John?
I'm 23.
And you don't have a license?
Not anymore. I lost it.
Oh, so you're a drinker.
I used to be, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. You drink. Okay.
I used to drink.
All right, so then I apologize to you. I didn't know that you didn't drive, all right?
Wait a minute. The guy's a drinker. He's a drunk driver.
I've got no problem with a man like that. None at all.
Yes, well, I was a drunk driver, and yes, that's the reason I lost my life.
Did you kill anybody, sir?
God.
Did you kill
no.
anybody? You didn't kill anyone?
Well,
thank
I don't
God
care.
I got pulled over and arrested before
the
I
man's allowed to. Man's allowed to take a drink, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, wait just a minute. You said...
Don't get down on this guy because he drinks. Anyway, John, you're still a piece of crap, but...
I'm still a piece of crap.
Yeah, you are.
You're killing your own mom.
I ain't
you're
killing my mother.
A piece of crap?
Yeah.
All right, listen, John, thank you very much. And I hope you get your license back, man. Watch that drinking and driving, okay?
You're down on this guy for drinking and driving again.
You think people ought to drink and drive?
Yes. Especially if they're me. For 26 years, my brother's job has been to yell ding, ding when a car pulls up.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Jeffrey takes old hubcaps and places them on his head and says he's a flying saucer, he's a man from space, that kind of deal. You know, he has fun. And when the cars come in, I said, I'll tell you what, Jeffrey, I'll pull the rubber strip back in. I pull in the rubber sensor strip, and I said, you yell ding ding when a car comes in. So, for 26 years, and the man is now, and Jeffrey's my brother, okay? He's only about 2 years younger than me, so the man's now 53 years of age, and he sits in a folding chair that we bought over here at the, at Cape Barney. And when cars pull in, he goes, ding ding. And I go, all right, Jeffrey, thanks a lot. There, here comes another car. And I've lived with this freak show for years.
How about blaming your mother and your brother?
I will never blame my mother and my brother. My mother is a beautiful woman. Spitting up blood, yeah. Even spitting up blood, she's beautiful. And my brother, God bless him. And that other guy was wrong. I do help wipe the slobber off of his chin. No, it isn't their fault. It's the fault of the two-bit bastard that's coming in by the gasoline. A lot of time.
Jeffrey, burn it's time, Franks and Beans.
Hold on for a minute, Phil.
What's that? It's dinner time, Franks and Beans.
I gotta have dinner now, Phil.
Is that Jeffrey?
Yes, it is. It's Jeffrey. Say hello to Mr. Henry.
Franks and Beans.
All right, he just said hello to you.
So he just says, he calls you for dinner and...
And he sits in a chair, and I got it over here at the Walmart. You know, they have those folding stadium chairs you can get in this place and keep it cooler. But I got it for him, so he can sit in the lupe and you know, for kicks, he'll, like I said, I'll let him sit on a lube rack. We just got done doing a front end job, so I let him ride up and down on that, you know.
All right, sir. Well, thank you very much. Considering your plight in life, I guess I can understand your anger. I just would hope that you'd be a little bit easier going on people. They're buying gasoline, yes. The money does go to fund terrorists, yes. But maybe we'll learn and maybe we'll...
Yeah, and maybe Jeffrey's going to become... maybe Jeffrey's line is Pauling, too. Yeah, sure. Right. Maybe my brother is going to turn into Dr. Jonas Salk. Yeah, I got a brother that takes an oil pan, puts it on his head, and you know, sings the theme from The Wizard of Oz, and you think this guy's going to turn into some brain surgeon? No, I don't think so.
All right, I'm sorry.
Jesus.
Sorry, sir. Well, there is Vernon Dozier with a world of hurt, man, is all I can say. That cat's got a world of hurt. 1-800-449-8686 here on the Phil Henry Show. We got a Dean Wheeler and a Jim Sadler flashback. Wow, are you going to be able to get to those? Well, we'll see. Flashbacks from yesterday's show. Jim Sadler was on our show. Dr. Jim Sadler, a dentist who doesn't like listening to people crying about how the needle hurts. He jams it in even deeper. It's coming up on the Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Stepping over the line. Naked.